NASA satellite will carry unique 3D printed component. The ICE, Cloud and Land Elevation Satellite 2, ICESat-2, will launch with a 3D printed part made from polyethylketonectone, PEKKA material which has never been flown in space. The part is a bracket supporting fiber optic cables for the NASA satellite's only instrument, the Advanced Topographic Laser Altimeter System, ATLAS. Like its predecessor, ICESat-2 will measure changes in ice sheet elevations, sea ice thicknesses and global vegetation via photon counting. This process records the time of flight of individual photons as they reflect off the Earth's surface. ICESat employed a single laser to measure changes in elevation, which was problematic because the researchers using it couldn't tell if the snowpack had melted or if the laser was slightly off and pointed down a hill. ICESat-2 avoids this problem by splitting the green light laser into 6 beams arranged in pairs, firing continuously at 10,000 pulses per second toward Earth. Sending 3D printed parts to space. The instrument's developers chose BEC partly for its strength, but primarily because it is electrostatically dissipative, i.e., it reduces the buildup of static electricity, thereby protecting electrostatically sensitive devices. In addition, PEC produces very little outgassing. In a vacuum or under heated conditions, outgassed contaminants can condense on optical devices and thermal radiators, significantly degrading instrument performance. Had we manufactured this part classically, it would have taken 6 to 8 weeks. We got it in 2 days, said Orhan Shainman, the ATLAS mechanical systems engineer. Shainman added that the project's costs were up to 4 times less than with a traditionally machined part. Although it may not be as exciting as a 3D printed jet engine, this is only the second 3D printed part to be flown in a spaceflight instrument. The first was 3D printed from Multum 9085 and flown on the ISS as part of NASA's Synchronized Position Hold, Engage, Reorient Experimental Satellites, SVIRS, program. ICESat-2 is scheduled for launch in 2018. For more information, click here for the latest news from NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center.